Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, double-digit gains we're seeing not only in the soybean market, but even the wheat market, the lowly garbage wheat market, the winter wheat contracts, all popping higher as index funds. They always seem to wiggle out of their short positions when the whole world's in trouble. We got gold down $144, silver tumbling over $7, stock market down 600 points, cattle lower. Seems like when that happens, they're losing money on the other stuff they own. They like to get out of the stuff they're short and buy into that. And so that's pushed the wheat market, especially Kansas City wheat contract. We're at the highest prices now since November, with the March contract up 16 cents right now at 554 and a half, May gaining 14 cents, 565 and three quarters. So even the front is stronger than the deferreds. We call that bull spreading. Bulls always wear their horns on their head, not their butt. So it's usually friendly when you have the front stronger. The March Chicago up 14 and a half, 551 and three quarters. May Chicago up 12 and a quarter, 557 and a half. Even the garbage Minneapolis wheat trying to pick up its head. It's up 7.25 cents today on the March contract, 577 and a half. May gaining 7.75, 589 and three quarters. September popping 8.5 cents to 620. Now in the soybean market, news has it out of the Chinese Morning Times yesterday afternoon. For us, their morning, they reported that President Xi and President Trump have agreed to go on to a one-year truce, no tariffs, and that President Trump will go to China on March 31st. That picked the soybean market up last night, and it has not looked back. We're up 12.5 cents on the March contract, new highs over last week, new highs for the calendar year, but we still got about 30 to 40 cents to go to match up with what we did last November. March contract, 11.36 and a half, up 12 and a quarter. May gaining 11 and a half, 11.51. July beans today got within 32 cents of $12. We're at 11.63 right now, up 10 and three quarter cents. New crop beans up 4, 11.14 and a half. Corn, it's along for the ride, basically, waiting for a day that China may announce they're going to need some corn, and that should occur because the USDA did admit about 2 weeks ago that 10% of China's corn crop probably worthless, either molded or have heavily vomit toxin affected. Kind of hard to blend it when it's molded. And so with that, corn finding some buying interest, not much yet, but up 3 cents on the March, 430 and three quarters, gaining 4.25 on the May at 440 and three quarters. July up 4.5, 448 and three quarters. Kind of bear spreading there, so they don't quite believe that corn should rally at the moment. 3.25 higher on new crop December. We are at 463. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221.
Cattle futures under pressure today. Packers are not wanting to bid up this week. Probably box beef has choice off 39, select giving up 59 cents. So they're going to have to lose more money this week. The feedlots, they want more money. They were 245 last week, and their weights are down from last week. And so the board not encouraging, down 90 cents right now on the February contract, 241.90. April off 90 cents, 240.07. June down 85 cents, 235.72, as we deal with this risk off in pretty much the metals and in the stock indexes. Currently, March feeders down 215, 365.30. Feeder index up there around 374. April feeders down $1.50, 363.10. August off 75 cents, 359.02. Hogs lower again today. They've been dropping every day since last Friday. We're down $2.37 on the April contract, 91.47. June off 235 at 105.12. Metals, the selling now continues after making a high at the end of January. Last week, they were trying to recover, but the second shoe is starting to drop here on this liquidation from all the easy money. We're going to see who's really tough or not and wanting to hold. Gold down $147 an ounce, $4,952. Silver down $7.72, 76.19 last, while the dollar index creeps back higher 17 cents to 96.89. Bitcoin under pressure. The February contract down $2,255. We're at $65,460. And crude oil, well, apparently Iran's playing nice in the sandbox again today. So risk off is allowed to get underway there, with crude oil for the March contract down $1.90 at $62.73. Gasoline giving up 6.75 cents a gallon on the March contract, $1.91 and a quarter, while diesel fuel down 5.5 cents a gallon, $2.38. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are right at the top of the website, all nice and easy for you to find so you don't have to go searching for it. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.